sit and watch his tears go by.
J.C. Wilbur with us here on the Jukebox of Americana. This is listener-supported community radio, WCUW Worcester. This is taken from his latest effort, Echoes. Jason Wilbur, widely recognized as John Prine's right-hand man on guitar, and he's with us on the phone. Do we have you there?
Hey, Troy. I'm doing great. How are you?
Very good. It's just such an honor to have you actually performing in town tonight with John Prine. You and I have talked in the past. We've carried your radio show. You're actually the very first performer, I think, that I've spoken with that has their own radio show.
Oh, wow. Well, how about that?
Yeah. Well, let's start with the fact that we got two Hoosiers actually on the air right now. I don't know if that's dangerous or not.
It's probably not. It's probably okay, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure.
They tend to be pretty innocuous and easygoing people. So
I don't know really where to start. I'm sure people would like to know you and your involvement with John Prine, how that came around, and of course, I want to know
sure.
how that works into your own performance and you know, radio show and all that's going on with you.
Right. Well, yeah, I've been working with John Prine for a little over 20 years now. I started playing with him in 1996 when I was 26 years old, and I just turned 47 this year, so it's been a little over 20 years I've been with him, and it's fantastic. You know, I was a big fan of John's music before I started working with him, and you know, had an idea of what he would be like kind of from listening to his music, and that's pretty much what he's like. So mm-hmm. he's a pleasure to work with, and you know, his music, even though I've played many of these songs hundreds of times over the years, maybe even some of them thousands of times, they're just, you know, they don't lose their luster. He's really an amazing artist.
He truly is. How did you find yourself in this position?
I had some friends that were that I'd played with in the past at that time that were playing in John Prine's band, and one of them was playing lead guitar, a good friend of mine named David Steele, and he'd played with John for a year or two, and then he decided to take an offer to go play in Steve Earle's band, and so he recommended me to John place him, and another friend of mine that was playing rhythm guitar in the band at the time, a guy named Larry Crane, who's a fantastic rhythm guitar player, played all the great rhythm guitar stuff on the John Mellencamp records. So he was in the band at the time too, and he recommended me as well. So between the two of them, I got an audition to play in John's band, and I auditioned, and he gave me the job.
Wow, here you are.
I am. I had no idea it would last this long.
Yes. And, well, tonight's show is really extra special for all of us here in Worcester because the amazing Dave Jakes is with you. And, well, he's from
Worcester. That's right.
Yes.
Worcester's own. Yeah. The prodigal son returned.
Something like that. So and, of course, now we all want to know what it's like to be working side by side with him.
Oh, Dave is wonderful. Gosh, you know, I was saying the other day, I probably had gone out to dinner with David Jakes more than anyone else I know, and probably includes my wife. You know, we've been working together for so long. We've spent a lot of time together. He's a wonderful musician and a wonderful guy and very, very funny. So we have a good time on the road.
I bet you do. So tell us about the radio show. How long have you been doing radio? And this is a syndicated show. We're actually looking forward to bringing that back here over WCUW.
Oh, great. Yeah, I've been doing this show for about 10 years, and it's called In Search of a Song. In the show, I interview other musicians, a lot of singer-songwriters, some instrumentalists and producers. And, you know, it's basically just every episode is dedicated to one person, and we just have a conversation about their life and how they came to play music and their ideas about it and how they do it. Mm-hmm. And then the conversation is interspersed with you know, musical selections from that artist or or instrumentalist. So,
Jason Wilbur with us on the phone here performing tonight with John Prine at the Hanover Theater. I believe there are still some tickets left, although I believe they are limited. Jason, you have a new CD out.
Yes.
This year.
Echoes.
Tell us, how did this come about? And I believe it's all collections of other folks' songs. And
it is. Yeah, I've put out six or eight of my own records over the last 20 years. Most of those, you know, are full of songs that I wrote myself. But I heard Ray Charles doing this Leon Russell song. I just happened to catch it on TV several years ago, and the song was called A Song for You. And I was just so struck by that song. I felt like I really wanted to learn it, you know, sing it and find my own kind of arrangement of it and everything. And after going through that process, I enjoyed it so much that I thought, well, I should just do a whole record of songs like this, you know, find songs that I can recast in my own way and put together a collection of them. So that's what this is. It's a pretty wide-ranging collection. I would be surprised if anyone picked up the record and recognized all the song titles, because while they're all notable songs from notable artists, they come from a variety of genres and eras of music. So it's a pretty interesting collection. It was a lot of fun to come up with the group of songs and then to find a way to play them all that was kind of, that felt like my own way, and that also that they all fit together. So it was a really fun project.
And to whittle it down to 11 tracks, that had to have been a challenge.
Yeah, that's always the challenge. You know, we started with several dozen songs and just worked through them, you know, try to pick the ones that seem to really shine. And, you know, sometimes a song, you can have a song that's a undeniably great song, but it just doesn't work very well for a particular singer, you know, in this case, me, either stylistically or, you know, you just don't really connect enough with the emotion of the song or something. So, but that's really, you know, that's part of the fun. I mean, that's, you kind of go through the same process when you're recording your own material. You know, ideally you start out with a lot more songs than you plan to put on the record. And then by weeding out the ones that aren't working and kind of emphasizing the ones that really work well, you know, you come up with a strong record that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, Jason Wilbur, you bring your own voice to this collection. And that said, I did read through your bio, and your voice is, your guitar playing is just stellar. It's top of the world. But it seems that you've, over the years anyway, you've not really been that comfortable with your own voice. Is that correct to say?
I guess you could say that. I just realized maybe 5 or 6 years ago, it was about the time I turned 40, that, you know, I never had been, I mean, I enjoyed singing, but I never was really over the moon about my voice, you know, but I always just felt like it was kind of, your voice was just what you were born with, you know, and you, however you sounded when you opened your mouth to sing was just the way it was always going to be. But then I realized, you know, at some point I thought, well, what if I just put some, you know, what if I just started working on my voice the same way I've worked on my guitar playing all these years and kind of dispense with the notion that it's just the set thing that can't be changed or improved.
Mm-hmm.
And so that was a really interesting process. I spent, you know, maybe 3 or 4 years really working a lot on, you know, taking some vocal coaching and practicing every day. And it really, it has made a big difference. I don't know that I probably noticed it a lot more than other people do, but, you know, definitely developing my vocal abilities further and kind of going beyond what I did just naturally by instinct really opened up a whole new kind of frontier for me with music, you know, because I guess the best way to say it is by becoming a better singer through practice and learning, it kind of enabled me to appreciate music in a deeper way. And that was kind of unexpected, you know, but at the same time, very gratifying and a lot of fun. So I'm having more fun singing and playing than I've ever had in my life now, you know, which is great to be able to say that after 30 or more years of performing music. Yeah.
Sure. Jason Wilbur with us here on the Jukebox of Americana, performing with John Prine tonight. Does John allow you to step out on your own for a song or two?
No. Every once in a while I get to open the show, but we pretty much just stick to the John Prine catalog. We can't even get through all the ones people want to hear in one show.
Oh,
so.
I bet, yes. Well, we're looking forward to the performance tonight at the Hanover Theater. You're there with Dave Jakes, of course, and a lot of Worcesterites will be hooping and hollering in the audience.
So we're looking forward to it. That's great.
Oh, it sounds good. So, Jason, we do have your latest work here, Echoes, in front of us. And, please visit Jason's website, jasonwilbur.com. And to find out about you are out on your own from time to time. I don't know if you're doing any touring cross country by yourself. Are you? You got anything in the works?
I get around a little bit. Yeah, I haven't been. Actually, I did a couple shows out here last year in Massachusetts. I'll probably be out in Massachusetts again sometime next year, out in New England area. So I'm not sure when yet.
Well, we hope you'll keep us informed, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you like to share from the Echoes release with the folks, and tell us about it and why?
How about the song Coals and Water? This is a fun song. I heard this one on the radio when I was down in Nashville, Tennessee, working on a project. I happened to be driving from the studio to my hotel or vice versa, and had the radio on, and this song came on, and it just, it was one of those ones where you're just immediately captured by the song. And so I had to pull over and get my phone out so I could, Shazam and figure out who this artist was. And it turned out to be this woman named Angel Snow, who's a great singer-songwriter from Nashville. This is a song she wrote. And I just loved it, so I tried to find my own version of it. My arrangement is slightly different than hers, but it still has the magic and mystery that attracted me to that song. And I couldn't really tell you what it's about, but I really like it.
Well, that's kind of funny, actually, because a lot of times you hear songs and you just wonder what they're about. But you're interpreting this song and you still don't know what it's about, huh?
Well, fortunately, part of the joy and fascination with music to me is the kind of embracing the mystery. Sort of a metaphor for the big mystery that we all live through every day, our whole lives.
Exactly.
And so I don't mind.